What's up, everyone? In this episode of Adam and Patrick Unplugged, we're going to talk about the new SQL 2017 announcement. We're going to talk about the new nav inside of Power BI, and we're going to talk about Power BI reports inside of reporting services. That's all coming up. Cue the intro. What's up, guys? Adam Saxon here with Guy in a Cube, and we've also got
Patrick LeBlanc. Hey, guys.
Hey, we are back for episode 2 of the Adam and Patrick Unplugged show. Hopefully you saw last month's episode, and we've got some cool stuff for you today. So, Patrick, how are you doing?
I'm all right, man. You know, I told you about my morning already, so we won't go into that.
I had to wake Patrick up this morning to get ready for the show. So, awesome.
I'm awake. The sky is blue, and I'm ready to get going.
All right, man. Can't ask for anything more. You got your cup of coffee, though, right?
I do. So my favorite. Got my coffee. It's kind of getting worn, my SQL Saturday cup. Yep, I got it. You got yours?
I got my cup of coffee.
All right, man. So. I like the background I'm seeing on your screen. I like it.
Yeah,
I like
Star Wars. I got to represent Star Wars.
Yeah. I watched the clip. I saw you post that on your Facebook page.
Rogue One.
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. All right. So you ready for the show?
I'm ready, man. All right. So much.
Before we get into the show, One thing I get asked a lot is like the equipment that I use. So I thought I would give everyone kind of a little tour of how I set up for the Adam and Patrick show on my end. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, man.
Let's do it. Okay, we're going to take a look at my equipment. Let me show you around. Let's start with the background light or the backlight, and that is a 60-watt bulb inside of a lamp. It's on a stand, and that is behind me. So if you see a light like on my head or on my shoulders, that's where it's coming from. Here's my computer, and then I've got my microphone on a boom pole. It is a Rode video mic. I know I'm saying Rode incorrectly. People over in Europe will correct me on the actual sound of that. And then I've got my GH4 sitting here on a Manfrotto tripod. And then I've got my main key light. That is a 500-watt bulb inside of a can light, and then it's on a tripod as well, or a pole. And then I've got another light back here I use for other shots. And that is the setup I use for the Adam and Patrick Unplugged show. All right, so hopefully you guys like that little tour of my little setup for the Adam and Patrick show. If you guys want more details, ask in the comments below, and maybe I'll do another video on that specifically. So I know, Patrick, we've had to kind of get you up to speed on all the recording stuff and the, you know.
You know, it just seems like every week, you're sending me another email to buy something new. So
I'm spending Patrick's money. So
I'm actually, as soon as we finish, on my way to buy a new tripod. So.
All right. Anyway, tripods are important. So
they are important. They are important.
And just so you know, because I didn't show that in the little video, because I wasn't recording on this camera, the GH4. So I had my little Canon G7X that I did that on. So, and that's what Patrick's using to record. So
this little guy.
So awesome. All right, so we had some cool announcements in April. We had there was a DataAmp event, and they announced the name of SQL Server VNext. Patrick, what is it?
2017.
2017. Were you surprised?
I was surprised. Not at all.
No. I'd actually been seeing that going around Twitter a little bit. There were rumors and stuff. I couldn't comment on any of it, but it's official now, SQL Server 2017. And so what's your favorite thing? What did you get out of that, Patrick? What do you like?
So far, my favorite thing is, I don't know yet. There's so many features. And I'm actually, Microsoft announced this little to-do app. I don't know if you saw it. And the top thing on my to-do app is to set it up and start kind of tweaking it. There's something I like in data tools, but I guess we'll get into that later. There's a whole bunch of stuff in.
Well, so the to-do thing, that is the replacement for Wunderlist.
I'm a big
Trello guy, so I may have to get into the to-do thing. I've been using Trello for a while for that kind of stuff. So
gotcha. Man. So I don't know, it's pretty cool, but I like the AS stuff, right? Some cool stuff in AS.
What are you liking there?
Well, you know, we do Power BI a lot. You and I talk about Power BI every day. And so the thing that I like, pretty much every day we talk about Power BI. And what I like a lot is that list. If you go open up your Tableau model and you click the little get data option, kind of looks like Power BI, man. So I got so many sources that I can connect to now in SSAS. It's almost like working in the Power BI desktop.
Yeah.
It's exciting to me, you know? I'm just going to say this, and I know people hear me say this a lot, but I like to get intimate with my data. And now with
Tableau. You need to calm down, Patrick, because I know you start getting hot and sweaty.
I am. I'm sweating a little bit right now.
You get a little worked up.
I am sweating a little bit. I do. And now with my Tableau model, I really can get intimate. I can start mixing things up. I can start introducing lots of different data types, you know?
Yeah.
So I can have... So I know four or five different data types.
Yeah. So I know you talked about you're going to be doing a pre-con Power BI desktop to enterprise.
Yeah.
And I know in your you've talked about this before that you're going to get intimate with data in that talk, and you massage the data.
I massage it. Yeah, if you can see me now, I'm massaging the data with my hands.
I stole that line. I was in SQL Bits recently. In April.
Yeah.
And I did steal that line in the pre-con. I did tell people, I'm like, look, we're going to get intimate with data. We're going to massage that data. I don't know that I pulled it off as good as you do, though.
Because you got to use the hands when you say massage.
I did use my hands. I did. Okay. I was like massaging.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You got to massage. You got to get into it. You got to work those muscles.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Man, yeah.
You know I go too far, man. You're just egging me on.
So the Power Query thing. So...
That's the first thing. And watch, I'm going to have some videos coming up about that stuff. Yep. I'm going to dig into it after I'm setting up the VM today.
Yep.
I'm going to dig through all those new features and I'm going to show how they integrate with Power BI and stuff like that. So it'll be fun. It's going to be some fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Power Query thing within AS, I mean, that's incredible, man. We're going to have just the ability to easily interact with data sources. It's kind of like, Power BI Desktop's the little brother, and AS is now the big brother, and,
So I want to ask you something. You remember when Power Pivot came out a while ago, and I took a Power Pivot model, and I could drop it on my SSAS server, right-click restore, and it becomes a Tableau model. Remember that?
Yeah.
But if it had Power Query in it, had to kind of jump through some hoops to make it work. Now that Power BI is in SSAS... maybe I don't have to jump through those hoops.
Yeah,
anymore.
I don't know.
I got to test it.
We'll have to try that out. See if that works. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that anyone specifically said whether or not that works now. And on the Excel front, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to try.
Yeah, we'll have to try it. I'm just going to try it. Yeah. Can't hurt.
If someone watching this knows, leave in the comments like what your experience is on that. So let us know. And then, so I got to show you. This is unrelated to...
All right.
Power BI at all.
Yeah, that's all
right. You showed me something on the internet and it made me gasp. we have a friend, Andy Leonard. Andy Leonard,
a really good friend. He's a really good friend.
But we're a little worried. Andy, we saw something in the news and we're concerned. Like, Andy, like, what's going on, man? So apparently there was an article about some missing Tennessee girl. Found some teacher arrested, and the picture, it was like immediate. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Andy. And Patrick, what was your experience when you saw this?
It was last night, and I was just like, I need to call Andy. Should I call him right now?
I'm worried
about him, you know? Then I started reading and I clicked
it.
It's not Andy.
It's just people that want to look like Andy. It's Andy's doppelganger. Yeah, it's his doppelganger.
That's his doppelganger.
Yeah, it's very. Yeah, so this is not Andy. So,
no,
but
no.
But we immediately had concern for Andy, and we love Andy, and so yeah, he's all right though. Andy's all right. Yeah, he's doing good.
Cool. That was funny. You know something? I also get a comment about from people, and I mean I haven't been doing the show too long, but our T-shirts. I just got to bring this up.
Yes.
I'm sorry. People always ask me about our T-shirts. I am a collector of T-shirts. And so the strangest thing, like my Rubik's Cube T-shirt, to be honest with you guys, I think I bought that T-shirt for $2 at a grocery store.
That is an awesome T-shirt.
Yeah. Anywhere I go, my wife and I, we're out shopping. We can be anywhere, at the Fry's, at Best Buy. If they sell a T-shirt, I'm looking through the rack. And if it's cheap, because I'm frugal, I will pick it up and buy it.
Someone asked me at I did an event in Dallas recently, and someone was commenting about like, man, where do you get all the Texas stuff? So on my backpack, I've got a Texas flag on, it's a patch on it. And then I've also got a shirt. This was funny. When I went to Sequel Bits, when I went through the airport, I was wearing my new shirt that is the Millennium Falcon with the Texas flag on it.
Yeah.
And then on my back, because I have my backpack, I got the Texas flag in the back. So it's like, you know, I'm like all Texas. And he was asking me, like, where do you get that stuff? And the Texas shirt that I got with the Millennium Falcon, it was just one of those promoted things on Facebook. And that was an instant buy. I was like, dude, Texas flag and Star Wars. How can I not get that? And there's another shirt. I'm probably going to buy that in a little bit that I saw as well. And I'm a sucker for the shirts. And it's awesome.
Me too, man.
I should have the t-shirts soon. Yeah, the t-shirts. Yeah.
The t-shirts. I should have it soon. I grew up in Houston, man. I think you knew that.
Yeah, I
grew up in Houston, man. Yeah. I'm a native Texan.
I did not grow up in Houston.
I'm a native Texan. Spent 20 years, the first 20 years of my life in Texas.
You gotta come back. Yeah, well, and the rest of your family's here in Houston.
I have a very large family.
I am next to the LeBlanc family, and you are not.
I am not next to the LeBlanc family. No.
I gotta start hanging out with them.
Oh, it's an interesting thing. They will put you on their invite list, my friend.
We should do that. I'm sure we would have fun, especially if they're like you. I mean, it'd be entertainment, man. It'd be fun.
It would be entertaining. You saw some of the pictures on Facebook,
So that's awesome. So some other news that's coming up. There was let's talk about Power BI, the new nav.
All right. Yeah.
We made an announcement. There is a new navigation experience. I'll show it in a second. It is coming. It's in preview right now. It was announced that in early May, this will be turned on for everyone. So if you haven't used it, I recommend turning it on right now, getting used to it, because it took me a little bit to get used to it. I don't know, Patrick, if you've played around with it.
I did. I turned it on, then I turned it off, to be honest with you. I'm just being honest.
It's different.
Because when you're doing demos and you haven't, you know, I do a lot of Power BI demos.
Yep.
When you haven't clicked through it and tested it out, it can mess up your demo. So I turned it off. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'm more of a brave soul. I always install the latest stuff. I always I just jump in and force myself to do it. And but then I forget that I have it on and I'm like doing stuff and I'm like, and everyone's like, wait, I don't understand what I'm looking at. And I'm like, oh, I forgot. I turned all this stuff on.
But I turned it back on. It's pretty cool. You know what I like about, I like the way it kind of handles the workspaces.
So here's the problem. So on my screen, I've got, this is the old nav. I turned back on the old nav. And the problem here is like at Microsoft, it's way worse. I've got like 400 dashboards and reports and data sets, and I just have to scroll through this stuff and it's hard, man. It's hard.
It's not fair. It's not fair what they do to us, man. Yeah. It's not fair.
And like every day it's like some other random dashboard shows up and I'm like, I don't even know where it came from. But here it's like, you can kind of see, I got to scroll. There's a bunch of stuff here. I don't know like what goes together and what doesn't. This is the old nav. This is what you're probably used to. So what you can do to turn this on is go up to the gear in the upper right. We can go to settings. And then we can go to preview features, new navigation preview, turn that sucker on and hit apply.
All right.
So it's on now. Let me go back and then let me refresh.
Now, is this just for you or is this just, or will you do this? Is this the whole organization?
No, this is an individual thing.
Right? Yeah.
It's just for me.
Yep. I got a question about that. I just wanted to get it clarified.
Yeah. For this tenant though, I am you're in there too, but I don't know if you use it, but,
I'm about to start using it because you told me something and I won't have a choice.
Yep. So you said you have a question.
I get a question about that. When people change stuff and turn on things for themselves, they think it affects the entire, you know, tenant. And I'm like, nope, there's a place, you know, there's a section for tenant settings.
But in the admin portal, you can do some tenant-wide settings. But for when I'm just doing stuff for the navigation, this is just me. So
it
doesn't affect anyone else. So this is the new nav. So I'm looking at my workspace and I've got this new dashboards. I can go to reports, workbooks, data sets.
You got no workbooks.
I've got no workbooks. I'm sorry.
Oh, geez, you need to get workbooks.
And so if I go into a dashboard. Well, that was a bad example because there's nothing in there.
So it's a great dashboard.
We'll go to our election 2016.
All right.
That's we've got stuff. This is my dashboard here. Also, we had the new thing view related, so I can see
related. Yep.
That's not relevant to the new UI. It's just a new feature that's in there.
So you know what I like on your little dashboard here? I like your Sankey chart down
my
at the bottom.
This guy.
Yeah.
It was new. I was like, oh, man, I need something cool. It's different, and there it is. Yeah, little custom visual. It's
like
right there.
I like your custom visual.
Yeah. So we have this from, this is my workspace, and then I can go in here and look at other workspaces. These are the groups that I have, and groups are just those containers for dashboards, reports, and data sets. And so if I go to one of those, well, that, again, bad example. Man.
That's a great example.
Yeah, sales group. So I've got a dashboard there. So again, it's just a nice little, it kind of breaks it up a little bit. So it's not like this long list. Now, I still have that, though. If I expand my workspace, I can still see all that stuff. So if you do want to see it, it's there, but it's hidden, right? So, and then from in here, I can create a new dashboard up in the upper right by hitting the plus create. And then if I want to add something in here, I can go into a dashboard. The get data is down below.
You know, I wish they would turn that get data back yellow.
Yeah.
Kind of stands out.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, I just had to say that. I mean, that's just how I feel. It's unplugged. I can say whatever I want to say.
You can say that, yeah. So you can go to ideas.powerbi.com and submit something, and people can vote and bring the yellow back. It's going to be a campaign.
Back.
Hashtag bring yellow back.
Bring yellow back.
Hashtag. Yeah. We're going to start a campaign.
So what about all these little icons that you got over there?
Yeah. So for dashboards, reports, for any of these items, we've got some like quick menu items that are here. So for dashboards, I can share, I can view related, I can go to settings, and then I can delete. So settings will take me to the dashboard settings itself, where I can turn on Q&A, and then classifications and whatnot. Settings relevant to a dashboard. If I go to data sets, I get some different icons here. Yeah. So I can create a new report off of the dashboard. I can do refresh now. I can schedule refresh. I can view related. And then I've got a little ellipse here where I've got other settings. So I can do security for the RLS stuff. I can go to settings for the dashboard, which will take me to the normal stuff that we're used to. So it's just some quick menu items that are available for you.
That's great stuff. Great stuff. You know something else, though? So when I'm in my Microsoft, tenant, because we have so much stuff in it, I was doing a demonstration the other day, and you see at the top where it says search content?
Yep.
I just typed, I knew the name of my dashboard or report, whatever, and I typed it, and it came up, and there was a lady on the call, and she was like, holy smokes, do that again. She's like, holy.
Mind blown.
Yep. She's like, you should drop the mic right there. I was like, what did I do? Show me what it is. She's like, do that again. Do it again. I was like, yeah. You just search for the one you... She goes, oh my God, we have so many reports and dashboards. This is perfect. I was like, oh, I think this has been here though, right? It was just...
Yeah, it's
in a different place. Yeah, I thought so.
So before in the old nav, you could search for it. Like it was a thing up here, like by favorites and whatnot, where you could see, you know, you could actually search to narrow things down. But that's not there. It's now here. So
yeah, things we take for granted. Yeah, things we take for granted.
It's kind of hidden before, but it's there. It's there.
Yeah. So no, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah. So new nav, turn it on, play with it, get used to it. It's coming in early May. So
early May, I don't have a choice. It's just flipping.
You will not have a choice. It's just going to be there. So everybody. So,
I'll take it. I like it.
Yep.
What's this classification thing over there?
It's classification. So from an admin perspective, I can set up classifications and then I can assign in the dashboard settings. I don't know if you saw it, data classification. Mm-hmm. I can set those. You can set a default one. So this is just a label. So at Microsoft, we have like high business impact, medium business impact. It basically classifications for data that we know we can do certain things. So like for high business impact, it's got to be on a secure system and we can't share it like with external folks or even internally, like we may not be able to share it internally. It's like sensitive info or it's got real business, like it has to be there. So, so I can set these up with inside of Power BI and then I can assign those to things. And it's like a label. Basically, if I go into Contoso, I don't have anything there, but you'll see it up top here as well. Nice. The thing right now, there's no enforcement of it. So it's just a label just for awareness. Yeah. There's nothing like it'd be kind of cool. Like if I tried to if I had high business impact and I defined certain actions on or enforcement policies of like when I went to share, like I wouldn't be able to share with external folks because it's high business impact.
Yeah.
That's not there. Yep. Hopefully we do something there in the future, but I don't know of anything that's coming there. But,
cool.
That's what the classification is. So that's been there for a while too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been there a bit.
That's been there.
It's been a bit.
So cool, man.
Man.
What else is going on?
You know, something else. So you know about DataAmp. We talked about it at the beginning. It happened and they announced SQL Server 2016. 17. Sorry.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm still trying to get 2000
back
all
in
my
time,
customers
man.
To. Yeah, I'm trying to get everybody to install 2016. Now here comes 2017. Anyway. And they announced CTP2, right?
Yep.
2017. So a lot of people go out, download CTP2, install reporting services.
Oh, right? Yeah.
They install reporting services. They upload a PBIX file. They click the PBIX file, and it opened the Power BI desktop.
Yep.
And I got email after email saying, hey, Patrick, it's not rendering my report in SQL Server 2017. I was like, well.
What was it doing for him, though? Like when they clicked on the Power BI report?
It opened it in the desktop, or if they didn't have the desktop installed, it would say, hey, you need to download the desktop, then you can open it up. But that's not what they expected. What they expected was for it to render in the web portal, the new 2017, I guess, web portal.
Yep.
And it didn't. And so it was like, what's the problem? I was like, well, you got to download there's a separate installer, right?
Adam? Yeah. There's a standalone install now for reporting services. So the January 2017 technical preview of Power BI reports in reporting services. That's the official name of it. I actually have it memorized because I have written it and said it so many times because that's how we had to officially refer to that preview. It is a long name. But that is there when you go to the download link for that, and I'll have some links down in the comments below or in the description below.
Yeah.
When you download that, you have a couple options. So you have the server install and then you have Power BI desktop install. And we've gotten so many comments on the GynaCube YouTube channel. I've gotten emails about this. People would install the Power BI desktop for reporting services and then do exactly what you were doing. Either they, uploaded it to RS 2016 and never installed the separate server bits, or they got the old SQL vNext previews and installed reporting services from there. And that doesn't have the Power BI bits in it because we're a separate install now. We're a standalone install.
Yeah.
So you got to install the actual standalone server bits that has the Power BI items inside of it. So with CTP2, I actually haven't run the setup wizard, but my understanding is that RS is actually not available in CTP2 now. We pulled it out of setup, and there's a link in there to the preview.
Okay.
That's my understanding. I haven't checked that. We'll double check that. But for the previous CTPs, it was still there, and that was causing confusion. So
yeah, before our next unplug session, I'll have it set up, and I'm going to tinker around with it.
Yeah. So there. We'll
show some stuff, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some cool stuff in there. So, and I've got some videos on like how to set it up and how to configure the curb stuff for it. And then we got another video coming up on how you can do the stored credentials for it. So you can take advantage of effective username with the Power BI report. So I think Patrick's going to do a video on that.
I am working on that.
So that is possible. So be sure if you want to play with Power BI reports and reporting services, it is a real thing. Make sure you get the standalone bits and then get the Power BI desktop for reporting services. So
it does exist. It's like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
No, Santa Claus. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to leave that one alone. It does exist.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Don't mess with Santa Claus, man. You don't know who's watching this.
It exists, man. It does exist. Santa Claus is real, right? He and the little elves and all of the reindeer, Rudolph and all those guys.
Yeah. I saw the movie Elf, man. I saw that documentary, Elf. Have you seen it?
I have not seen
Elf. The documentary Elf. So it's real.
Santa's I saw real. Elf. What's that guy's name?
Will Ferrell, the documentary.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, the documentary.
That was a documentary.
Right?
Okay. Right. I forgot. That was a depiction of his life.
Documentary Elf.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Santa Claus. He's
It was a good show. It was a good show. Yeah. He saved the day. He saved the day. I enjoy all this stuff, Adam. Thanks again for inviting me, man. I appreciate it. Been getting a lot of good feedback. too many comments. I can't keep up with them. I'm doing my best, guys. I'm new to this.
We try to reply to every comment. Yeah. So yeah. It's a goal.
I got a really tricky one out there, though, that I'm thinking about that I haven't responded to.
You're diving into DAX, man.
I am, man. Yeah.
The AS master.
The AS master, yeah. Right? Yeah. So. Nope. I'm just a guy that know a lot about a little bit about a lot. That's yep.
What. Hey guys, thank you so much for watching here on Channel 9, and be sure to leave some comments down below if you'd like, and be sure to rate the video if you liked it. So thank you so much for watching. Keep being awesome, and we'll see you in the next Adam and Patrick Unplugged Show.